Elements of a valid and enforceable contract. My 5 essential elements of a valid contract. 5 essential elements must exist for a contract to be considered valid and enforceable. They are 1. Competent parties. 2. Offer and acceptance, mutual consent. 3. Legal purpose. 4. In writing, when required by law. 5. Consideration, competent parties. The general rule of law is that all parties to a contract have read it and understand it. This rule holds true even if they are illiterate or have no knowledge of the subject of the contract. Certain persons do not have full contractual capacity, including minors, individuals who have had guardians appointed, and those under the influence of drugs or alcohol. An individual under the age of 18 is considered a minor. Contracts executed by minors are generally voidable at the option of the minor, but may be enforced by the minor against the adult party. Therefore, anyone who contracts with a minor does so with the possibility that the minor may choose to void the contract. Assuming they took no action to void the agreement, the contract generally becomes valid and binding when the contract closes or when the minor reaches legal age. Contracts with a person who lacks mental capacity can be either void or voidable. If the person has been judged to be incompetent, the contract is void because the person never had the capacity to enter into the contract. When the courts have determined that an individual is incompetent, a guardian will be appointed to handle that individual's affairs. In the absence of such a judgment, if the contracting party is attempting to prove insanity, mental infirmity, senility, or mental retardation, the contract could become voidable at the option of the infirmed party, his or her agent, or guardian. A person who enters into a contract under the influence of drugs or alcohol could be considered mentally impaired. In most cases, a person seeking to void a contract on such a basis must show that the other contracting party used the drugs or alcohol as an inducement to sign. It would seem that providing clients with alcohol prior to writing a contract could be a very risky marketing strategy. Offer and acceptance, mutual consent. A valid contract must be based upon the consent of the parties. The contract must, therefore, reflect the intent and wishes of the parties. Mutual consent is often referred to as a meeting of the minds. For a contract to exist, there must have been a meeting of the minds, offer and acceptance, between the parties. The determination of mutual consent is usually a question of fact and is completed by the process of offer and acceptance. Circumstances sometimes arise that result in a failure to have a meeting of the minds or mutual consent. Consider a buyer about to be defrauded by a seller who is attempting to sell a property that he does not own. The buyer intends to purchase real estate, while the seller intends to commit fraud. In such a case, there never was a meeting of the minds, and the contract is void. Another example of a failure to have mutual consent could come through a mutual mistake. If the seller and buyer negotiate a sale, then discover that they were talking about different tracts of land, there is no meeting of the minds due to the mutual mistake. Note that the mistake must be mutual between the buyer and seller. For example, a buyer cannot terminate a contract on the grounds that he or she really made a mistake in signing it in the first place. As mentioned earlier, mutual consent is completed by the process of offer and acceptance. Offers. All residential sales agents learn that all offers must be presented. This means that an offer must be presented, no matter how low or ridiculous it might be. The agent does not have the authority to dismiss an offer without presenting it unless the party has given the agent written instructions to the contrary. Commercial real estate does not necessarily work the same way. Agents do not always present offers, and many try to sell the property to their own clients, thereby cutting other agents out of the deal. It is common practice that when a commercial broker takes a listing on a shopping center, the first people that get a crack at that property are the existing clients of the brokerage. The shopping center never shows up in a listing service and only hits the market by word of mouth. Many commercial offers may be verbal. Verbal offers are to blame as to why many deals never come to fruition. because all documents should be in writing to be enforceable. It is easy for one party to assert that there was never any verbal agreement of terms. Legal purpose. A contract for an illegal purpose is void, and the law treats the contract as if it never existed. An example of a void contract would be a contract to have somebody killed or to deliver illegal drugs. In writing, in order to comply with the statute of frauds, contracts for the conveyance of an interest in real estate or leases for a term of more than 1 year must be in writing. Consideration. Consideration is something given in exchange for a promise. Consideration does not have to be monetary. Consideration in a contract could be nothing more than a promise made by one party in exchange for a promise made by the other. In the typical real estate contract, the seller agrees to convey the property to the buyer, and the buyer agrees to pay the negotiated sales price. Therefore, the purchase or sales price of the property is the consideration for the contract. Amendments and addenda. Amendments. As a transaction progresses, amendments to the original contract may be needed. Common amendments include bullet changes to the closing date, bullet changes to the sales price, down payment, and/or amount financed, bullet repairs that the seller agrees to perform, bullet removal or waiver of contingencies. The closing date specified in a contract is usually an on or before date. If the closing needs to be extended, an amendment should be completed. Extending the closing date is often required when repairs to the property are needed or when the lender requires additional time for closing. Changes to the sales price, down payment, or amount financed may be agreed to by the parties for any reason. The most common reason for this type of amendment is an appraisal that came. As a transaction progresses, amendments to the original contract may be needed. Common amendments include bullet changes to the closing date, bullet changes to the sales price, down payment, and slash or amount financed, bullet repairs that the seller agrees to perform, bullet removal or waiver of contingencies. The closing date specified in a contract is usually an on or before date. If the closing needs to be extended, an amendment should be completed. Extending the closing date is often required when repairs to the property are needed or when the lender requires additional time for closing. Changes to the sales price, down payment, or amount financed may be agreed to by the parties for any reason. The most common reason for this type of amendment is an appraisal that came in below the sales price. The appraisal is particularly critical when the buyer is making a minimal down payment and needs a maximum loan-to-value ratio. The buyer will typically have inspections done during the contract period and may negotiate repairs with the seller. If the seller agrees to do repairs or agrees to a financial adjustment for needed repairs, then an amendment to the contract will be required. Contingencies may be waived at any time. Texas Realtors offers amendments for commercial transactions for their members. Addenda. An addendum to a contract is an attachment that adds or further describes the rights and duties of the parties. A contract may be subject to the buyer obtaining acceptable financing. A financing addendum may be added that specifies the type of loan, the term, rate of interest, origination fees, and other costs. Other addenda may give the buyer the authority to conduct additional inspections, including environmental, hazardous wastes, or endangered species research. Unsatisfactory results from the testing or research may be grounds for termination of the contract. Sometimes a provision in an addendum contradicts a provision in the main body of the contract. In such a case, the provision in the addendum prevails. For example, some contract forms provide that the seller will provide to the buyer a general warranty deed at closing. An attached addendum may state that the seller will provide a special warranty deed to the buyer at closing. In this case, the seller will provide the special warranty deed because the addendum requires it. Texas Realtors offers addenda for commercial transactions for their members. Performance of a contract. Every contract includes duties the parties must perform. In a real estate sales contract, the seller is obligated to convey satisfactory title at closing, while the buyer's primary obligation is to pay the agreed-to price. From contract to closing, Both the buyer and seller have other duties to perform as the transaction progresses. If the contract specifies the performance of a specific duty by a definite date, then every effort should be made to perform on time. If no date is specified, the parties should perform in a reasonable amount of time. Statute of limitations. All states have a limitation of time in which an individual may file suit in court for damages because a party breached a contract. This time limit may vary depending on the nature of the contract. For example, the time allowed for filing suit for damages may be longer for a written contract than for an oral contract. Failure to file suit within the time allowed will result in the party losing his or her rights under the contract. This is called the doctrine of laches. In Texas, the statute of limitations is 2 years for an oral agreement and 4 years for a written agreement. Reasons for termination. A contract is terminated when any further performance of duties under the agreement is brought to a premature end. A contract may be terminated by any number of reasons, including bullet mutual agreement. If the parties agree, a contract may be terminated at any time. Bullet a partial performance. One party to a contract may accept the partial performance of the other and terminate the contract. For example, a tenant signs a 1-year lease for an apartment and moves out after 10 months. The landlord could accept the tenant's partial performance of the contract and terminate. Bullet substantial performance. A contractor performs a remodeling contract, completes the job, and fails to perform some minor paint touch-up. The job has been substantially completed, and the contractor is due final payment with the possibility for an adjustment for his failure to touch up the paint. Bullet impossibility. A contract may be terminated if performance becomes impossible. Impossibility may be due to the death of one of the parties if the contract is for personal services. War or natural disaster may result in performance becoming impossible. Bullet operation of law. Changes in the law that make performance illegal will generally terminate a contract. Bullet breach of contract. The breach of one of the parties may terminate a contract. The party who breaches a contract is the party in default. The other party, known as the injured party, has a number of possible remedies. The injured party may sue for damages in court. Some contracts provide for the injured party to collect liquidated damages, thereby releasing all parties from further obligation under the contract. An example of liquidated damages in a real estate contract would be the acceptance of the buyer's earnest money deposit by the seller. Another possible remedy for breach would be a suit for specific performance where the injured party asks the courts to order the defaulting party to perform.